proceeded and said, "Suffer me a little, and I will show you that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. Shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee. Behold, God is mighty, and despiseth not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserveth not the life of the wicked, but giveth right to the poor. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. And if they be their ear to discipline, and commanded that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. But if they obey, shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrite in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when he bindeth them. They among the unclean. He delivereth the poor in his affliction, and openeth theirs in oppression. Even so would he have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place, where there is no strait, which should be set on thy table should be full of fatness. But thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee, because there beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Will he esteem thy riches? No, not gold nor all the forces of strength. Desire not affliction. Behold, God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. For he maketh small the drops of water, they pour down. Still upon man abundantly. Also, can any understand the spreadings of the clouds or the noise of his tabernacle? Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it and covereth the sea. For by them judgeth he the people, he giveth meat in abundance. With clouds he covereth the light, and commandeth it will not to shine. By the cloud that concerning it, the cattle also concerning it.